FHE, from the Lives of the Church Presidents. David O. McKay receives an answer. As a boy, David O. McKay wanted to know for himself that Joseph Smith was a prophet. One day, while looking for cattle, he got off his horse and knelt under a serviceberry bush. He asked Heavenly Father for a spiritual witness, then waited for something wonderful to happen. Nothing did. He thought, "If I am true to myself, I must say I am just the same old boy that I was before I prayed." Disappointed, he got back on his horse and rode away. Still, he continued faithful, and in time served a mission in Scotland. One day while there, he saw an unfinished building with a stone carving over the front door. He read the inscription. It said, "Whate'er thou art, act well thy part." This advice inspired him to work harder. He thought, "I am here as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. From this moment on, I will do my part." Later, during a missionary priesthood meeting, President McCurran, his mission president, made a prophecy. "Brother David, God is mindful of you. If you will keep the faith, you will yet sit in the leading councils of the church." During that meeting, Elder McKay received the sure witness he had prayed for as a boy. He knew the church was true. He also knew that Heavenly Father answers our prayers in His own time and in His own way. As president of the church, David O. McKay taught that every member of the church is a missionary. Latter-day Saints responded by sharing the gospel with their neighbors. If you'd like to learn more about President McKay, do the President David O. McKay crossword. End of the article. From the Lives of the Church Presidents, David O. McKay receives an answer. FHE.